roaming out without mom and dad. Coming home, oh, what fun we had. Driving in the car, bismillah. Coming safely home, alhamdulillah. I go to sleep saying Allah's name, and in the morning I do the same.
We go to sleep saying Allah's name, and in the morning we do the same.
When we sleep, we say Bismillah. When we rise, we say
Alhamdulillah. When we sleep, we say Bismillah. When we rise, we say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
I am a Muslim, the things I say, in everything I do every day.
We are Muslims, the things we say, in everything we do every day.
Do-do-do-do-do,
Bismillah.
Do-do-do-do-do,
Alhamdulillah.
Do-do-do-do-do,
Bismillah.
Do-do-do-do-do,
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
The Prophet ﷺ told us that we must obey Allah and His Messenger at all times. But after that, who else did He tell us to listen to and be close to?
Your mother.
Yes, well done.
Who should I give my love to, my respect and my honor to? Who should I pay good mind to after Allah and Rasulullah?
Comes your mother.
Who next?
Your mother.
Who next?
Your mother. And then your father. Cause who used to hold you and clean you and clothe you? Who used to feed you and always be with you when you were sick, stay up all night holding you tight? That's right, no other, my mother.
Who should I take good care of, giving all my love? Who should I think the most of after Allah and Rasulullah?
Comes your mother.
Who next?
Your mother.
Who next?
Your mother. And then your father. Cause who used to hear you before you could talk? Who used to hold you before you could walk? And when you felt forbid, you were clean your cut. No one but your mother,
my mother. Who should I stay right close to, listen most to, never say no to, after Allah and Rasulullah?
Comes your mother.
Who next?
Your mother.
Who next?
Your mother. And then your father. Cause who used to hug you and buy you new clothes? Comb your head and blow your nose. And when you cry, who wipes your tears? Knows your fears. Who really cares? My mother. Say Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Allah. Thank you, Allah, for my mother.
One, only God Allah. He denied the pillars of Islam. Only God Allah. Pray, Salah. Pray five times a day.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما نصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير very very warm welcome to all of you in the room الحمد لله رب العالمين it's so happy to see you if you are happy you are healthy and you are all excited I love that smile there Yunus mashallah Abdurrahman beautiful so if you're all happy and excited to be here go ahead show some smiles on the screen or on your chat box and we are going to say to you a very very warm assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace his mercy and his blessings be upon you I hope while you were waiting for the class, you did something important and amazing, and that is to get your notebook, your Ramadan Kids notebook, your colors, your crayons, your stickers, your beautiful smile. And I hope that you gave a big, big hug to mom and dad, saying thank you for helping you set up, take this class. MashaAllah, Noor Maryam, they look amazing. I love your color collection, MashaAllah. That's so beautiful. So I hope everybody's sitting very prepared and they know no sitting on places which make you like sleepy, right? We're sitting straight upright in a very nice way, inshallah. right? And if you are, then go ahead. This is the time that you reset your intentions. And Jazakallah khair wa asanul jaza for all my lovely friends who were sending me such beautiful messages on the private text as well. So Jazakallah khair for your love. It makes me feel so special, right? Alhamdulillah, we are sitting so far away, but we love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at this time, you say this special word, which is labbaik. Labbaik means I am present. I am present here with my body, and I am present here with my mind. And why? For who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So I'm going to mark my labbaik, and you can go ahead and start marking your labbaik. And inshallah, what we can do right now is we're going to get ready to collect treasures from our first session, which is going to be about the Quran, right? Anybody wants to say anything, you can raise your hand. And if you there's something on your mind, you can talk about it. Go ahead, Rahma, Tariq, and Zikra. What would you like to say?
It's not really about Quran, but when it's Ramadan, it's Zikra's birthday on May 14.
Okay. So Jazakallah khair for sharing that. Inshallah, the more we learn, the more we make very beneficial use of our time, inshallah, right? So when I'm going to say to you regarding the celebrations, go ahead and do R-E-A-D, read to succeed. What did the Prophet ﷺ do in his life, okay? And then we do the same thing, inshallah. So Aiza?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. Aiza, you wanted to say something?
Yes, I memorized the milk of dua.
Alhamdulillah, you memorized the dua for drinking milk, right? Alhamdulillah. And did you drink milk also?
Yes.
Do you drink milk just like it is, or do you like to put something in your milk?
No, only milk.
Only milk. I know some friends like to put like ruabza in there, some like chocolate milk in there, but pure milk is the best drink, right? So if you put something in your milk, you can even tell me by typing also. But inshallah, I am going to give you 30 more seconds to focus ourselves so we can go and take some lessons from the Quran. So let's make sure your cameras are all off now, and I am going to make sure that there is no text which is disturbing you, so that you can be very, very focused. We were doing Surah Fatiha, so if you can write or draw something, you are going to draw that. So let's inshallah focus with Quran and Surah Fatiha, and I will be looking forward to listening your beautiful recitation, right? You will be doing here with me, and then you will be sending it in the group, and then your Quran Tajweed teacher, she is going to send you your feedback, right? Alhamdulillah. So Quran Surah Fatiha we are going to do. Okay, Jazakallah khair, Aisha, you put Horlicks. Okay, Jazakallah khair. So now we are all going to stay focused, and I'm going to turn off some cameras because they don't know how to. So I will do that from my side. So you are looking at the screen now, and we are moving towards taking, you know, refuge with Allah from the bad guy, right? So you can see it on the screen, and you can be ready to say with me, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Your turn. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. MashaAllah. So I seek refuge with Allah from the rejected shaitan, and in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the especially merciful. And we talked about that this will help us get our defense shield on. So at this time, if there's anybody, any sounds in the room, you let them know that I'm in my Quran class, so I need to be very, very focused. How many of you think that you are smart kids? Option number one, I'm very smart and I need to I need my focus, right? And option number two, no, people can still keep on playing something or making noise around me, right? So which option do you think we need to take? One or two? Which thing do you think we need to take? Masha Allah, tabarakallah. Barakallah fi on all on one. So if you are all ready, then alhamdulillah, we did most of these ayahs of Surah Fatiha, six out of them. But today we are going to focus on the last one. So it's very, very, very important one. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay. So keep listening. Inshallah, you're going to see why it is something so important. So inshallah, we ask Allah to put barakah in our time. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from any tricks of shaitan. If there's anything which is bothering you, just put that away, okay? And we will start with Fatiha, which is opening. And let's recite. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Excellent. Now I'm going to recite here and you're going to recite at your place, very confident, very comfortable, no shyness, and say it very nicely, okay? And so that in your house everybody can listen to you also. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. MashaAllah, beautiful. So the most merciful, the most gracious. Next verse. Maliki Yawmid Deen. You know, if let's say if I don't turn the mics on and you are reciting, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still listening to you. He is the day of judgment. So when you're reciting, you know what? Who is listening? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening. So we say to him, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Ask Allah, once we say Allah, only you we worship and only you we ask for help, and then we ask Allah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. It's so beautiful. You all need to raise your hand, give a big pat on the back. You all did so incredible and so amazing. I'm so proud of you. And this deserves some big stars for you, right? So here is some big star for you. While I'm going to remind you that last time I asked you that we asked Allah for the straight path. Does anybody wants to share anything they know about the straight path? And in today's session, we're going to see what that straight path is. So Yusuf, you wanted to say something? Yusuf? Yes, you had your hand raised, so you wanted to say something?
I don't have anything to say.
Okay, no problem. But can you recite this last verse? Ihdina siratul mustaqim?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Ihdina siratul mustaqim.
MashaAllah, that was beautiful. Yes, Rahma and Zikra, what is this straight path?
The straight path is like if you go like to the straight path is in the middle, and if you go to the other path, that will lead you to shaitan. The straight path leads you to Jannah.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah khair for sharing that. So let's find out first and then we will keep on listening to some of the friends who want to tell us more, and we'll add in our notes if we are missing something, okay? So inshallah, let's recite this last verse of Surah Fatiha, the greatest surah in the entire Quran, alhamdulillah. And this is the surah that you can recite when you're praying salah. In every rakah, you pray this surah. So let's focus on this last verse And say this together. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Your turn.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
Okay, mashallah. I'm so proud of those friends who followed directions. They just recited that much part. And you need to focus on this. Some of you, they said anamta, but this word was like, let me see if I can show you with a color. You know what? Let's put this marker here. Okay. So you see this ayin? This is not alif. This is ayin. So you're going to say it anamta. Okay. It's the ayin sound that you're going to bring out right here. So pay some special attention to this letter here and make sure that you say it correctly, okay? So let's try one more time. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Your turn. Same, this ayin is over here also, okay? So ayin is a letter coming from your throat. So you're gonna say it alayhim, okay? Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. MashaAllah, excellent. Very good, excellent, mashallah. Those of you who recite slowly and nicely, paying attention to everything, like this zal here is a light letter, and this bod here, I hope you can see, let me try to show it here. This dhad is a very heavy letter. Okay, so you're going to make it very heavy sounding. So let's say one more time all of this ayah together. Before that, I'm going to say the meaning also. I hope some of you who can write, then you can write. If you cannot write, it's okay. You can just pay attention and say this together. So sirat means the path, alladina of those, an'amta. Those who were given an'am, like blessings, alayhim, on them, ghayr, not the one, al-maghdub, who have evoked your anger, alayhim, upon them, wa, and, la, not, الضالين, those who are misguided. So these are a little bit tough words, but if you keep practicing them this week, then inshallah you can get to know them. And then mom and dad can play games with you on that. Or you can play games with mom and dad. You can ask mom, what is the meaning of sirat? And you know, you can ask sister, what is the meaning of an'amta? And she might say, it means water. And then you say, it's not water. It means you blessed. Okay, so we can play such games in Ramadan. How many of us like to play games with our families? How many of us like to play? Go ahead, type one. If you love to play with your families and you like to be a happy family who play together and learn together, then you can type one, inshallah, okay? And we are going to recite this one more time, and you're all going to recite with me, okay? صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Your turn. MashaAllah, excellent. I am so proud of you. So proud of you. This was such a long verse, but you guys said it so nicely. So I need to make a big, giant star for you guys, right? So here is a big giant star. I hope it let me write, but it's somehow not letting me write. Okay, now it's writing. Do you know how to make a star in your notebook? So you can make a star for yourself too. Okay, so that's like very good work, mashallah, for all of you. So proud of you. Okay, now we're going to write some lessons. What did we learn from this surah? Okay, and while some friends are going to tell us what is their thought process on this straight path, that Allah keep us on the path of those upon whom you have blessed favor. Okay, not of those you have evoked your anger, and of those who are misguided. I'm going to give you an example on that. Let's say mama tells you that, mashallah, you had a very good day. You did amazing. Now it's time to go for sleep, right? So those who listen to mama one time, what do? They change their clothes, they brush their teeth, they say goodbye, they give a big hug, they go to their bed, and they get in the bed. So mama comes and baba comes, or daddy comes, he sees you in the bed, he is so proud, they are so proud of you. They give you a big hug, they tuck you in, they read you a story, they feel so happy. So this is like a blessing, right? They're coming in, they're reading your story, they're tucking you in, they will make the blanket as good. So that's like a blessing. But there is a friend, when mama tells them to go to sleep, you know what that person does? He starts playing with their toys. So he says, okay, let me just play with my toys. So what's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? Mama or daddy, they're going to become angry. I told you to go to sleep. How come you're still playing, right? So because they told them one thing and they didn't do it, so that will cause anger. So there are some people in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them this Quran to follow, right? But some people, they don't listen. Allah tells them to pray Salah, but they do something else. So there are some people who evoke Allah's anger, who make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry. And we don't want to be one of them, right? We don't want to be one of them who makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry. Talha, are you focused with me? I hope you can pay attention, right? I hope you have something, a notebook in front of you so you can write your notes, inshallah. Okay? Now, there is a boy, when mom told her to go to sleep, you know what happened? He went to the garden and he got onto the swing and he slept over there. Oops, this boy is kind of lost. Mom and dad came in the room to check on the boy that he is sleeping, and they're like, oh, where is he? They can't find him. So they go outside and they find him on the swing, on the yard. So do you think this boy is kind of lost, right? He's gone on the wrong path. He was supposed to go to his room to sleep, and ends up in the backyard. So there are some people, Allah told them to do something in a certain way, but they did not listen, just like this boy did not listen to his parents, right? So we don't want to be those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became angry with, nor we want to be those who became misguided. We want to be those that Allah gave blessings. We want to be those whom mom and dad will come and give hugs also, and they feel happy. So if you can write, you can make it decorated that from Surah Fatiha, we learn that all praise belongs to Allah. And although He owns everything, He's the Malik of Yawmiddin. Everything belongs to Him. But He doesn't act like it's mine, mine, mine. I'm not going to give it to you. No, He is Rahman and He's Rahim. He is so merciful. Do you share your toys? Do you share your cookies with others? Go ahead and type one if you do. Go ahead and write on the chat box if you do like to share what Allah has given you. It could be a color pencil. It could be a toy. It could be a place where somebody needs to sit down. So you can offer some place to somebody to sit down, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns everything, but He is so Rahman, so Rahim, that He gives to people, right? He has given us this internet. He has given us so many blessings. And we need to ask Allah for anything and everything, and especially the guidance. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. And it's a huge mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to read his book, right? So, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, we are able to read his book. And Allah is the master of the last day, and only he judges and decides. Okay? Some of you like to draw things, right? So, you can even draw these pretty flowers, and you can write Alhamdulillah. Next time somebody asks you, how are you doing? So, you can say, good, right? Instead of that, we are going to say now, Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, I am doing very, very well because Allah has given us home. Let's say if you can draw a house, let's say you can draw food, family, right? If you want, you can open up your camera and show me what you've drawn. And, you know, you can, the money, I could see Talha has a, you know, sibling with him in his house. So Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us this family, right? And money and education. So you say Alhamdulillah. And Allah gave us breakfast. Allah gave us lunch. Allah gave us dinner. Allah gave us candy, right? What is your most favorite candy that you like? So you can even type your most favorite candy names in there. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all of that. So Surah Fatiha makes us remember that we need to ask Allah, that Allah keep us on the straight path. Do you think when mom and dad tell us to go to the bed, then it's just we can go on a straight line like this man is going? No, we will have to make some turns. Sometimes we have to climb a set of stairs to get to our room. But straight path means making right choices, right? So some of you are making such nice choices. I'm so proud of you that you are writing your notes so very nicely. So you are decorating them nicely. And if you want, you can at this time turn the camera on, show me on the screen also what smart choice you made and how nicely it is. And next time when mom and dad tells you to do something, then you can do that. MashaAllah, this looks beautiful. Your name shows as Zia, but I know you have probably a different name, but I love your what you wrote there. MashaAllah, that's so incredible. Big star for you. Okay. And I am going to write this again because I made a spelling mistake here. So I'll write it again for here that it's making right or smart choices, right? When it's time to play, we play. When it's time to sleep, we sleep. When it's time to write, then you write. So mashallah. You know what? I'm going to unmute you and ask you your name. What's your name, sweetie, with that notebook there? What's your name? What's your name?
Zia.
Your name is Zia?
Yeah.
Say it again. How do you spell your name?
Z-I-A.
Z-I-A. Okay, that is your name. Alhamdulillah. This is so beautiful. I love what you write, mashallah. So big star for you. What is the most, what is your takeaway? Anything you want to tell everybody? What did you like the most? Zia?
Books.
What did you, books, mashallah, alhamdulillah that Allah gave us so many books. And Tahreem Ahsan, what would you like to share?
I shared the toys.
You shared the toys. I'm so proud of you. Humaisa?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you like? Do you ask Allah to keep you on the straight path?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. So at this time, I have to make a smart choice as well. I know many of you want to tell now that what smart choices that you make, but it's time for us for a very, very special session, right? We are all excited for our next session. And let's do that with Sister Fatima. And then inshallah, we can come back and then we can see what you would like to share regarding the straight path. Okay, so keep writing, keep drawing, and keep smiling. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear ones. How are you all? I hope so everyone is doing well, mashallah, learning so beautiful ayahs of Quran. Ihdina siratul mustaqim, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the right path that led us all towards Jannah. Ameen, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we are here with another session of Ramadan activity. And today, again, we will learn something about special. The special month, you all know, which is coming up. It's near around the corner. Inshallah, it will be here soon. It is Ramadan, the beautiful month, the special month of all the Hijri calendar. As you remember, last time we learned about it, that there are 12 months in Hijri calendar. The most special is the Ramadan. Now, why is this month is special? We learned so many things last time. One of the things was that Ramadan is a month of Quran. So today, we will learn more about it, that why Ramadan is month of Quran, why Quran is making it so special. Are you ready for that? So many information we have today. Inshallah, we will learn it one by one. So today's topic is Ramadan, the month of Quran. Are you ready for that? You have to listen very carefully, very attentively, so that you don't miss any point, inshallah. Ramadan, the beautiful month, month of blessings, it's full of barakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month revealed the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this Quran to the earth. You know, Allah gives us Quran from seventh sky up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from there send the Quran to the earth. So that's why the Ramadan is called as the month of Quran. Who bring this Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam. He is the angel to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the first time in this beautiful month. That's why we say that Ramadan is the month of Quran. Okay, we understand it. That why Ramadan is the month of Quran? Because the Quran first time revealed on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this special month. Okay. I am thinking some few questions are coming in my mind. Let's talk about it and get the answers. First of all, what is Quran? I know you all know, mashallah, that Quran is the book of Allah. Quran is the speech of Allah. You know, the Allah, the Most High, the Most Merciful, the Most Beneficent. These are the words of Allah that makes the Quran special. Quran is the speech of Allah. What we can say is that these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, okay, Quran is the words of Allah. Now, the next question coming in my mind, that why Allah gave us Quran? Why? What is the reason of giving us Quran? Quran is a book of guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Quran so that Allah told us what to do and what not to do. What is right for us? What is wrong for us? What are the ways so that we can become a good Muslim, a good practicing Muslim? What are the ways through which we can go towards Jannah? You remember in your first session, you learned about Ihdina siratal mustaqim. See, these are the verses of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to read these verses so that we can lead our path towards the Jannah. Okay, alhamdulillah, we understand that Quran are the words of Allah. We understand that it's the book of guidance and Quran is the most special book. Okay, how can we get benefit from it? How can we get the benefit from it? Now let's see. Quran is special book. It makes us all special. Quran makes us all special. Ramadan is special. Quran is special, and alhamdulillah, we will have Ramadan soon, and we are having Quran. So, Ramadan special, Quran special, we are having it, we will be definitely special. What we have to do is to hold this Quran, is to learn this Quran, is to study this Quran by heart, so that we can become also very special. Special book, special month, together will make us special. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us. Now how? Let us see the ways how we can become special. How we can get the benefit? By listening. We will listen to Quran. We can read Quran. We can learn Quran as you are doing, mashallah. And understanding the Quran. Learning its translation, especially in the month of Ramadan, are the best ways to earn the great rewards. If we will get lots of rewards, then what will happen? We will get highest ranks in Jannah, inshallah. Allah will be pleased with us. The shaitan will always stay away from us. Quran will put barakah in all our deeds, in all our matters, and we will be practicing the best Muslims, inshallah. Now let's see what we can do, some planning for our Ramadan. First of thing, I would recommend that you make a checklist in your notebook. Write down the checklist for me or things to do in the Ramadan. The first one is to listen Quran. What you can do is you can play the tilawa in your mom's phone or on the laptop with the help of any grown-up. You can listen Quran. Any tilawa, any qari'd you like, just for a few minutes, maybe half an hour or maybe an hour, as much as you can according to your capacity, okay? Inshallah. The second thing about it is read Quran. You can read the Quran with the help of your mama. If you know how to read the qaida, you can do practice it. If you have already done the qaida, then you can read the verses. So just few verses daily so that you can cover the Quran as much as you can. You know, our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also used to do it with Angel Jibreel alayhi salam. He also complete the whole Quran in the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, we will make a niyyah. We will definitely do our best to read this Quran. The third thing, which is very important, that we can learn Quran. The short surahs you can learn in this special month as much as you can, maybe 5, maybe 10, according to your according to your effort, as much as you can. Not any fix, just pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us lots of energy so that we can learn as much as Allah wants, inshallah. Now the last thing, which is very important, which is very, very important, is to understand Quran. I know, mashallah, you are doing with Sister Javedia, barakallahu fikum. You're already doing it. You're understanding it in month of Ramadan. Keep practicing it. You can also revise it with your mama. You can teach your mama. You can teach your siblings also, your daddy, anyone in your home, so that you can have more better understanding. If you teach, you will have more understanding. Try to apply. Try to remind it. Try to make a reminder for you, like you can make up any somehow pictures in which you are around your bedside, any favorite pictures, like about the good deeds you are making notes. You can take some of them and stick like just like a flashcard or just like a sticky note, so that it can be a reminder on the daily basis. And in the month of Ramadan, we can grow. How we can grow? In our good deeds. We will grow in our good manners. We will grow as much as we can by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make this Ramadan so special with this special book of Quran, so that we can all become special for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we have learned today is Ramadan is the month of Quran. Ramadan is special. Quran is special. Why it is so special? Because it is a book of guidance. It guide us in doing good deeds. It guide us. It led us towards the path of paradise. And what we have to do is to listen Quran, read Quran, and learn Quran, understand Quran as much as we can, especially in the month of Ramadan, because Ramadan special, Quran special, and we will be special, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allahu khairan kathira, my dear. Do remember to revise this checklist again and again. Inshallah ta'ala, I'm leaving my for the sister Javedia for our next session. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakillah khair wa asma jazah, Sister Fatima. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you tremendously. So let's see who would like to share what did you learn. So I'm gonna, there were I think some friends who had raised their hands earlier. So I'm gonna start with them. Rahma and Zikra.
When it's Ramadan, shaitan is locked up so that way we don't do anything wrong.
Excellent. You are so amazing. It's such a nice reminder you gave us. But I'm going to tell you a secret. You know, before he gets locked up, sometimes he sets us up with something bad. So maybe he, you know, makes us, you know, play something that we remember in Ramadan. So even though he is locked up, but we can still end up making wrong choices, right? Because he trained us so well. So we have to make sure that he's locked up so we still use our time very wisely. Okay. So do you think that, you know, what we have here, things to do in Ramadan, this 1, 2, 3, 4, this is part of Sirat-e-Mustaqim? How many of you think that this is part of Sirat-e-Mustaqim? Then go ahead and type 1, that yes, this is part of Sirat-e-Mustaqim. And let's see who would like to tell us more about this Sirat-e-Mustaqim that we were talking about earlier as well. So go ahead, Aisha.
Ramadan is a special month.
MashaAllah, that's so beautiful. It's a special month. And Ghumaisa? Mm-hmm. Okay. And Talha? Talha? Some of the friends can show me your beautiful notebooks as well. If you have made this like beautiful straight path, you can even show that. Talha, you want to say something? Okay. Omar Ali?
We should not tell lies.
Very good. We should not be telling lie, because that will be like going astray, right? And that will be like the path on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry, because lying is no in our life, right? So that's a very beautiful example. Mama told you to eat your food and somebody got up and they threw all their food in the garbage and they said, yes, I ate it. So that will be what? That is going to be lying. Or somebody pretends that they are fasting and they eat something, that's also going to be lying, right? So Mahroosh?
I'm gonna learn Quran with my mom and dad.
MashaAllah, that's so beautiful. It's so much fun when you read it together with mom and dad, right? So alhamdulillah, when we are on this straight path, then we can all work together. And who would like to tell me, you know what, I'm going to lower the hands because I have a new question for all of you. And that question is, if you are on a straight path, right, if you live your life in a straight path, and you say, اِهْدِنَا سِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ سِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْأَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ آمِينَ, then where are you going to reach? Okay, where are you going to reach? So what will be your destination, Hiba? Yes, Hiba? Hiba, can you now talk? Okay, you know what? I'm going to unmute everybody and everybody can say this together. This is so beautiful, Izan. It's so beautiful. I love it.
Jannah.
Excellent. Can we all say that together? 1, 2, 3.
Jannah.
This will take us to Jannah, alhamdulillah. And Izan, This looks so beautiful. Ramadan Mubarak. Ramadan is coming. So I like that you're planning and you are decorating your houses with these beautiful things. Izan, you want to tell us something about it? Izan? The banner?
Yes.
How did you make it?
I made it by seeing in the YouTube.
Wow. So you saw from there and then you drew it and then you colored it in? MashaAllah. So that is excellent. So you sketched it. Excellent. So you can be very creative. Once you know that I need to go to the straight path, then you can be very creative. You can learn from different places and you can make it your house look so beautiful. How many of us love what Izan is showing us, right? So alhamdulillah. And just like that, once we keep on the straight path, we go to Jannah. And Jannah is a beautiful reward. Beautiful reward. I want you to think about the Jannah. And I want you to think about how many, just like you're in this classroom and everything is so beautiful. Look at how beautiful Izan is showing. I'm sure many of you have made a lot of other beautiful things and you can show also. So it's all beautiful stuff. Even when you are on the right path in this dunya as well, right? Even in here in this world, we see very, very nice and good stuff, right? Alhamdulillah. So in Jannah, it's going to be so beautiful. It's going to be peaceful gardens where water flows and the people of Jannah will always be enjoying. So I want everybody, Izan including you, close your eyes, okay? Close your eyes for 30 seconds and visualize as if you are in Jannah, okay? So I am pretending that alhamdulillah, I made it here. So what is something that you really, 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 really ask Allah that Allah give me this in Jannah? I really want this in Jannah. In my Jannah, I will have this. Go ahead. Who would like to share what is something that you ask Allah? And Jannah is a real place. We're all decorating it with our actions right now. So Safiya and Amal?
My family.
Your family, mashallah. Muhammad. Muhammad Azin? What would you like in Jannah?
Family.
Your family.
Everything.
Everything is good answer, but I need something specific, right? What do you need in Jannah? Mumtaz? Okay, Ramin?
Fruits.
Fruits? Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
Okay, and Noor Maria? I want to eat a lot of mangoes there.
A horse and my family. I want Allah to give my family a great time in Jannah and give horses to each and everyone in my family.
That'd be so cool when you'll be riding on that, right? Alhamdulillah, that'd be so amazing. And I hope you get very fast one, a fast flying, because you're never going to fall down in Jannah from a horse
and
as well. So that'd be...
And even my friends get horses so I could go far up on the mountain.
Alhamdulillah. And you know what? The horses can even be flying in Jannah. So you can even fly with them. Alhamdulillah. So, Zaid?
I want to see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah and a chocolate.
MashaAllah, tabarakallah, Zaid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make you of those who will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beautiful face and give you lots and lots of chocolates, right? I want like a whole chocolate river on which I have like a big gigantic chocolate boat and we are going in that, right? So there is whatever you wish, you can have it in Jannah, and there are so many levels in Jannah. And Zaid said so beautifully, one of the highest levels, you will be with the company of the prophets and you can meet them and you can meet Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar radiallahu anhu, you can meet all the prophets. When I enter Jannah, I really want to go and hug Maryam alayhi salam and Fatima and Hazrat Asiya. I want to be in that party, the first party that happens in Jannah. You know, when people are still at the gates and there's first party happening in Jannah, I want to be inside there. There's going to be yummy, delicious fruits, honey and milk. Go ahead, you can type which fruit is your favorite. these are some of the fruits that Rasulullah even liked in this dunya. So there's grapes, there's honey, and we all memorize the dua of drinking the milk, right? Alhamdulillah. So there, Jannah is going to be a very, very beautiful place. So it's so worth working on the right path, so we can, working on the straight path, so we can go to Jannah and we can make it there, right? Inshallah. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all get in Jannah. And you know what I like to have in Jannah is a big, gigantic swimming pool, and it is full of Skittles. And then I can jump in that and I can eat as much Skittles as I like, and I don't have to worry about being fat or anything, right? So you can ask Allah for anything. So Raya, what do you ask for? What would you like in your... Say it again.
Fine Dad. Yes.
You have to say it again, Raya. I didn't hear it properly.
I like this.
Please. I still
He's
don't
selling get... grapes.
Grapes. Okay. MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you lots and lots of grapes over there. And they will be kutufu hadaniya. They will be like lower down on you. So you don't even have to like stretch, and they will be so yummy and delicious. Izan, what would you like in Jannah?
Mama, I like to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah.
MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of all of those who will be in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On Fridays, there's going to be some special, special marketplaces, and there will be special sessions, and some people will get to be on the pulpits of light, and they will be sitting in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who used to be close to the imams in this dunya, they will be close on that day in Jannah, right? So Zia, when do you dream of your in Jannah?
I like to meet the prophets.
MashaAllah. Me too. Right? Do you have any specific one that you want to meet first? Any special prophet you want to go meet first, Zia?
Muhammad alayhi salam.
Okay, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. May Allah make us of those. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa, you know what? Even before, like, we will have this Hawzeh Kawthar. And we can go there, and we can, we hope we get the water from this yummy, delicious, this lake that is given to the Prophet ﷺ in Inna Atainaka al-Kawthar, and we can meet him there, right? Alhamdulillah. Shifa Ibrahim?
I want to wear beautiful clothes there, and I wish my family is there, and I want my favorite fruits.
MashaAllah, Shifa, I really like that you said that. I like what you're wearing right now also. And that is so amazing. In Jannah, you can have whatever you like. There's going to be a tree called Tuba, and you can get lots and lots of, you know, clothes from there. And the girls, they will have like so many layerings, like princess dresses, and still their beauty would be showing. So, Ibrahim, you want to say something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I want toys, and I want some Skittles.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How much do you take care of each other right now? Shifa and Ibrahim, do you take care of each other?
Yes.
Yes? Or do you fight with each other? What do you think?
We take care of each other.
You take care of each other, alhamdulillah, right? So we are not going to get tricked from shaitan, and we will try our best, and we stay on the straight path, and nobody is angry with us in this dunya, so that nobody is angry with us on the Day of Judgment, right? That's how we're going to, inshallah, get there. So Jannah is a beautiful place. I like that some of the friends are already drawing, and they are writing some beautiful words. They are even thinking about their Jannah and what all they want in the Jannah. And you can, you know what, even if your shoelace is broken, even if your shoelace breaks up, or your some toy stops working, or something happens, you can ask Allah. Even if you're not able to write your A or B or C in the right way, right? Like, for example, I'm going to show you, I'm trying to write this with this pen. I'm trying to write A for Allah. I'm trying and it's not working, and my A is not coming right. I can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah help me. Allah give me a good handwriting so that I can write things in a very, very nice way, right? Allah make my handwriting very pretty and nice. So Jannah is the heaven or paradise where good and faithful Muslims will go after the judgment day. Okay. So once we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have all the good deeds and the bad deeds of person weighed out. So you have more good deeds, you will get to go to Jannah. So for the straight path, if you want to add there, then you can write there. You will have to be obedient to Allah. We need to be listening to parents. Okay, if parents are telling us the right thing, we need to be listening to them. And we need to pray Salah on time. Right now you are little, so you are practicing right now. It's okay. But when you become like little older, then make sure that you pray 5 times a day. Or you can help even the family to remind them that please pray on time, right? And read the Quran with love. And we respect everyone. Who would like to read the last two of them? Let's see, who are my smart readers? I'm going to lower all hands. I know you need a lot and lots of things that you wish for in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all of them and more. And I hope we can come to each other's houses in Jannah. That'd be so cool. So when we come to each other's houses, you know, one of the favorite thing I want to do in Jannah is I'm going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show me, I'm going to ask the angels to show me the video of us sitting in this Ramadan kids class. Right? So even right now, even if your cameras are not on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still recording. It's still, everything is being recorded. So my favorite thing would be that I see on the screen what was I doing and what were all my friends who are sitting in this place doing and what was happening in their house, what was happening in my house. And I would love to watch this. It'd be so cool if we can have a party together and we will have some yummy, delicious drinks and some cupcakes, some waffles, some whipped cream, and we all sit together and we remember how fun it was to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So go ahead, Zakaria, my smart reader, I need help reading the last two. Go ahead.
Wait, I actually wanted to say, I read namaz like every single day 5 times with my family.
Oh my God, mashallah, you need to show me your muscles, how strong boy you are. Where are you, Zakaria? Turn your camera on. Show me your smart muscles. Like, yes, you can pray 5 times a day. So you have any advice for any friend? Like how do you make it possible?
What?
How old are you?
6.
6. And you are already praying, mashallah. I'm so proud of you. Right? So you want to tell your friends, how do you do it?
So first you go like this, you point your hand up and then you just put it back down and put your right hand in front of your left hand, and then when you bow down and then you come back out and then bow down. Now when you're done reading namaz, you turn your head for right and then left.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah khair. That is such a beautiful explanation. Is your camera working? Zakaria?
I don't really want to put my camera on.
Okay, no problem. But now do you know that when you pray your salah now you have memorized Surah Fatiha, right? So when you put your hands up and you say Allahu Akbar, it as if like all the world is behind and now I'm thinking about Allah, right? So at that time you can say Surah Fatiha. So you can all, let's all recite that one time. So when we're all going to say, everybody, let's pretend we are saying Allahu Akbar, take your hands all the way up to your ears. And then you clasp your hands on your chest. And then you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. And then you can say the Surah Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. How many of you can do that? Go ahead and type 1. Yes, you can. You know Surah Fatiha and you can now say it in your salah. Izan?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You wanted to share? You want to read the last 2 points for the straight path? Can you read it on the screen?
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
No ma'am, I want to read the whole surah.
Okay, but I wanted your help on reading what was on the screen. Can you see the screen?
Yes.
So can you read the last two portions? Where my arrow is also pointing. Can you see my arrow?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and read that.
Helping others always in state of tahur.
MashaAllah. Do you know the meaning of tahur?
Ma'am, I'm not sure.
You're not sure. JazakAllah khair for letting me know. You've got a beautiful, beautiful recitation, MashaAllah, Izan. And definitely we look forward to receiving your recitation on our homework group. And always in the state of tahur means always be in a state of cleanliness. Be clean, like your clothes are clean, your mind is clean, your hand is clean, so you are all the time in a pure state, right? So go ahead, next time. You wanted to say something, Mumtaz?
Azan,
yeah, are you on? Okay, you want to say something? Okay, looks like you are logging from two devices, I guess. Okay, Marush? Yes,
Marush? Say, I want to help others.
Alhamdulillah. So you have any examples of how do you help your mom?
Say, I help her.
No. Mama is not going to say. Marush is going to say by herself. Marush, how do you take care of mom?
I help her clean the house up.
Okay, very good. So when she tells you to do something, do you do that?
Yeah.
Yes, and do you give her a hug?
Yeah, I do when I go to bed.
Excellent. Can you do it more than one time? Like in the whole day also, can you give her hugs too?
Yeah.
Or do you want to give her hug only at the bedtime?
Only in the bedtime.
Now you can give hug more than that, right? So today when we finish the class, the first thing that you're going to do is give her a big, big hug, okay? All right. Okay. Inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Rahma and Zikra?
We're gonna do how to be good to their parents.
MashaAllah. And do you wanna give us some example? How can kids be good to their parents?
Yes.
How?
So you have to like do exactly what they say right away and don't do it later or when you're older.
Okay, I was thinking on your first part, so I missed on the second part. Can you say that again, the second part?
So you have to listen to your parents right away, not later or when you're older. You have to do it right away.
Okay, very good. And can we possibly, like if mom and dad are telling us to do something, can we possibly make some suggestions if we know that this can be done this way also? Can we make some suggestions with them too?
Yes, but not bad suggestions. Like mom, like for example, my mom was here and I was saying, Mom, these are my two suggestions. I want to play with toys or eat ice cream. And then I didn't have any suggestions of cleaning, and that was bad. So you have to have two suggestions. Like, Mom, what suggestion is, can I clean my room or can I clean your room?
Very nice. MashaAllah. I love your thought process. That's incredible. So yes, so we can listen to mom and dad right away. And if we sometimes have suggestions, then we can even tell them, right? Sometimes maybe mom tells you to go pick something up from the room and maybe you are in the middle of a lesson or you were doing something that you need to finish. So you can stay with your work and mommy, I'm just finishing this and then inshallah I can do this. Or if you have some advice, mom, dad, Ramadan is coming, let's decorate. So you can even work with them and do some amazing things. And I like that you said in a very nice way, right? And with a lot of respect, we can work together. Cheyenne, go ahead.
Yes.
Yes, Cheyenne?
Yes, we can decorate in Ramadan, but I will get and eat a surprise. It'll come from sky when you do a good deed, 70 times good deeds. When you do one batting, then 70 battings.
Subhanallah. I really like that, mashallah. And we all like surprises. So on the Eid day, we can make it very, very special too, right? So alhamdulillah, when you do good deeds, it becomes more and more in Ramadan and it becomes more heavier. So let's say if you gave one candy these days to anybody, it's one candy. But if you give it in Ramadan, it becomes 70 times or more, right? Alhamdulillah. So Abu Bakr? Abu Bakr is thinking? Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I'm thinking.
You're thinking. Thinking is also a very good thing. Sometimes we can sit outside, listen to the birds, look at the beautiful sun outside, and we can think. Okay. Aiza?
I have a name.
No thing? Okay. So anybody who doesn't want to say anything, you can lower your hands, okay? Because I'm trying to get to each one of you who wanted to say something to make sure that you can say it, okay? So, alhamdulillah. So now I'm going to just talk to one more friend before I need to tell you, like you talked about the story of this person, right? Who was mom told him to go to sleep and this kid, you know, this kid didn't want to go to sleep. So he started up playing. That means that he invited anger towards him. And this was another kid who didn't go to the right place to sleep. So we are so blessed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us everything, how we need to do what, right? So you can draw a bedtime routine and what are some of the things that we need to do when we need to go to sleep, okay? So how many of us would like to know? Nod your head and give me a big smile and you're like, yes, I sleep every day, so might as well do it right. Right? So everybody sleeps, so let's do it in the right way. And we learn the dua so that we say, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Oh Allah, with your name, we die and we wake up and we live. So you memorize this dua, right? Can you all say this dua one time? One, two, three. Everybody can say this dua. Allahumma bismika amutu. Wa ahya, your turn. Allah, that was so beautiful. This deserves a big star for you. MashaAllah. So proud of you guys. You guys make me so happy. So happy. You guys are so good. Okay, so somebody's already feeling sleepy now that we are learning the dua for sleep. So somebody's already feeling sleepy. I know in Pakistan you have like your time is towards the nighttime at this time, right? So let's look at some of the etiquettes. Number one, you can dust your bed. Even if you think that your room is very clean and clear. Hafiz, I can see you. Thank you for that wave from the Golden Gate Bridge. Okay. So even if you see that, you know, your bed is clean, it's a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that you can just dust your bed in case there was something not right over there, then you can go ahead and you can make sure that that thing is removed. So you don't know, maybe some insect or something crawled inside the bed and you didn't have any idea. So make sure that you dust it one time, dust your blanket, so it's all ready. Number two is set your bed, even before or even after also, okay? How many of you make your bed? I'll hear from you who out of you makes their bed. And number three is lay on the right side. So you see your hand can be underneath your cheek and one hand on this side and you sleep on the right side like the Prophet ﷺ. And then you say that dua that Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Anybody wants to share anything? Noor Maryam? Yes.
How do we get to see Allah? Should we wear the sunglasses? I'm saying this because he is a very, very, very bright light, and if we can never see him, because if he does come nearer to the ground, our houses will become salt.
I love how much you're thinking. MashaAllah, you are a smart thinker, Noor Maryam. So thank you for asking that question. And that is what, you know, some of the prophets even said, and Musa alayhi salam even said. And then, you know, when Allah put some, you know, showed some, he was not able to handle it, and, you know, he fainted. So when we will be in Jannah, the Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us some extra powers, right? And then we will be able to handle it. Then you will not need those sunglasses, okay? And then you will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For now, when you see the moon, and it is like a full round moon, when you see it, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his companions. One time he was sitting with his companions, and it was a full round moon, right? Like a circle, like this, okay? It was a full round moon like this, okay? You see this green circle? It is obviously a white color moon. Let me see if I can draw this white color moon for you. So he was sitting with the companions, and he saw this full moon. So he said, do you see this moon? They said, yes, we see this moon. So he told the companions that just like this, you are going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so inshallah, if I spend too much time thinking on it, how I'm going to see him, how is it going to happen, that's not going to benefit me, because it will happen. But right now, I need to focus my attention that how I'm going to get in Jannah, and how can I do those things that I am one of those who will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and mashallah, that was a beautiful sharing. Now, some of you are sharing some more things, but I want to tell you, remind you for the homework, make sure that you write it, that you are going to memorize your dua that we learned about drinking milk, and you will be sending it on the groups. And alhamdulillah, we completed Surah Fatiha this week. So inshallah, don't forget to practice it, say it, recite it. Play the word meanings game with mom and dad on that, okay? And be a very helpful Muslim. If we want to be in Jannah, then we have to make sure that we help each other in this world. Your brother and your sister and your mom and dad, whatever you can do to help somebody, you can do that. So let me hear from some words. If you have any advice, any suggestions for us, or any other questions, we can take that. So Hiba.
I want to sit with the Prophet at his pond and hug Hawa alayhi salam for being our mother.
MashaAllah, Hiba, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you a companion of the Prophet and help you hug Hawa. And I hope I get to see you there too, right? So alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all these du'as, inshallah, and may your mom and dad and everybody be there with you, all the loved ones. Shayan?
We should listen to when mommy and daddy says you need to go to sleep. When you go in a swimming pool and slept there,
Mommy
and daddy will come and search you where you are in swimming pool. That's a wrong play.
Right, that is like going astray, right? Ghayral maghdubi alayhim waladdalim. We don't want to be like that. We want to be the one who have an'amta alayhim, right? Who gets hugs and kisses and who get, mashallah, excellent word, right? So I really appreciate your sharing that. So next time when mommy says go to bed, now you know even some things that you can do before you go to bed. So you know now that I can dust my bed, I can make sure I'm set it up, and then when I'm ready to sleep, I can lay on the right side. Right? Alhamdulillah. Abu Bakr?
When my brother gets hurt, I take a sunny plus and tell take a sunny plus and where he got hurt, I put there.
Oh my God, that is so beautiful. You know what? I know some brothers, when their brother get hurt, you know what they do? Abu Bakr? Do you know what they do? You know, there's some brothers, if a brother falls down, they start laughing and they don't help that brother. So I am so proud of you that you get the sunny pass and you are putting it on the brother. So that is so kind of you.
It's so bad to you.
Hmm? Say it again.
Man who don't help his brother, small brother, Allah Ta'ala hurts him too, and his brother laughs, then he also laughs, man. So it becomes a bad thing.
That's so true, mashallah. MashaAllah, that is so true. I am really, really proud of you for sharing that and telling me that that is so true, alhamdulillah. Okay, I just saw one thing that happened accidentally. I think your chat, you were not able to send in your chat. So your chat is open. You can go ahead and write in that too. How some of the examples that you can be a helpful Muslim, you can type it too. I apologize for some reason. I didn't see that. Earlier, that it was locked by accident. Okay, so alhamdulillah, how many of us love to help each other? Go ahead and type one. Yes, I help everybody as much as I'm possible. So when mama and baba, they are setting up the table for food or lunch or dinner, I help pick up the food. Yes, those who have questions, then you those who needed the link, that is in the email that we have. And I need to thank you so much for being so helpful in this classroom, mashallah. I learned so much from each one of you. You are like incredible, and I hope your families learn so much from you. So today, when you sit together with the family, then talk about like what is something that we can do to help each other, especially in Ramadan. So you can talk to mom and dad for ideas. Mom, dad, I read the Quran and the Quran tells me to go on the straight path and I want to be a helpful Muslim, right? So some of my friends are just typing 1-1, but some are continuously typing 1-1-1s. Are they doing the right thing? What do you think? Option number one, only type 1-1. And option number two is typing so many ones and disturbing others. Right? That's the difference between Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim. Jazakallah khair for those who type 1-1 only. And I'm so proud of those friends who take care of their family. Jazakallah khair, Salar. I love cleaning, mashallah. So let's talk to our families, how we can help them a lot. And if you have any questions, any comments, you can send to kidscourse@nurulquraninstitute.com. And don't forget to keep everybody in du'as, everybody who helps you learn, and everybody who helps you become a better person, right? So yes, your thought is very right, Hiba. You don't need to clean in Jannah. I can't wait to be in Jannah also, because over there we will have angels. We will have helpers to take care of those things. So no more cleaning in Jannah. No more salah in Jannah. We are not going to be praying salah in Jannah. Allah will tell you that you are done praying salah. Okay, Mahrush, maybe that answer. I don't know if anybody else speaks that language here. And great idea. I give almonds to my mom when she studies. MashaAllah, that's such a good food to eat when you are studying. So barakallah fi. And don't forget to give mom and dad a big smile and a big hug. Maybe daddy is still working in the office. Maybe mommy is busy like cooking something. So even if you can hug them, yes. If not, then give them a big smile. Or at least say the words. And mom, dad, I love you. Okay. And inshallah, I will be waiting and waiting and waiting. And see you next on what day? What day will we be meeting again? Yes, let's see if you can type. Which day are we going to meet again, inshallah? Excellent. Monday, inshallah. And we will get closer to Ramadan, right? So inshallah, I'll see you very happy and healthy next Monday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep your family's choice be blessed. May Allah make you very helpful Muslims. Lots and lots of du'as. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. By time, mankind isn't lost except for those who believed, who did the righteous deeds, who reminded each other of Haq and who reminded each other of patience, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fi amanillah.
اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن واجعلني